So let's go ahead and get back to our callers. So it looks like we have Joe calling in today. Thank you so much, Joe, for waiting. How can I be of help today?
Thank you, Dr. Hinchcliffe, and good afternoon.
Thank you.
I have a question. I'm not sure. I think it's called to increase blood flow and circulation. Is it called nitric oxide?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Now, if a person doesn't have a lot of money, I'm going to ask later, I mean, how much it actually costs to kind of like come down to the Tahoma Clinic to for basic tests, like with testosterone. I mean, is there natural foods that a person, where do you get the nitric oxide? I mean, is it a vitamin, a supplement, or something you can eat? Or
the nitric oxide, and I'll just give a little bit of a backdrop here for the listeners. Nitric oxide is an important vasodilator in the body, meaning that it helps to dilate the blood vessels. So it's helpful for blood sugar regulation and overall cardiovascular health. But it also helps with healthy perfusion or increased blood flow to the genitourinary system, to the genital system. And nitric oxide can be stimulated in the body by using certain amino acids. And the most common one that's used is L-arginine.
L-arginine,
right. And then there's another one, another amino acid called citrulline. And sometimes these two will be combined together in a supplement, or you can find them individually. The one thing I do caution people about for these is that if a person has herpes simplex virus, it's possible that arginine can stimulate the growth of that virus. And so a person needs to be really cautious when using it. Start at a very low dosage and build up, or possibly even use lysine to help counteract that effect. But that's definitely, the amino acids are a good way to help us get more nitric oxide production in the body.
So there's actually, there's no actual food or an animal or something that a person can consume that increases that naturally, those amino acids?
Well, you can't, yes. Yeah. So there are a couple ways that you can look at to boost the nitric oxide besides those amino acids. One of them is exercise. Exercise definitely is beneficial, and it helps stimulate more nitric oxide to be released. So that's one way to help. Another way, so when you're asking about foods that can help would be beets and beetroot.
I see.
They should help also naturally boost the production of nitric oxide.
So actually you could, you can eat beet leaves too, right?
You can eat beet leaves. I'm not sure if that has enough of the nitrate compound to be able to stimulate the nitric oxide production, like the beet and the root itself. So I wouldn't be able to comment, but yes, you could eat the leaves too with it. Definitely the beet greens.
Well, is that what the stuff called berberine? Is that what that's about, or is that something totally different?
Berberine's different. Berberine is an extract from different plants, and we typically think of like golden seal. That's usually the example that I'll give where berberine is extracted from. And
right.
Berberine is good for blood sugar regulation and other things. But it is different than the nitric oxide.
So, okay. I mean, that pretty much answers that question about the testosterone. Is there something you can eat to increase your testosterone? And if a person wanted to come to the Tahoma Clinic,
mm-hmm.
what would it cost them to have like a testosterone or one of those tests done? What's something like that run? I mean, you have to be a member and you just walk in and go, hey, I'm like a health checked out.
So I honestly could not give you an explanation of the costs that are involved. I just don't know that off the top of my head. You can definitely call Meridian Valley Lab, who offers the testing, and ask them what the costs are. It used to be, and I can't say if this is for sure still the policy they have, but it used to be that patients could order tests on their own without a provider asking for the lab test due to a law in Washington State that allows patients to be able to do that. So you may not even need to go through a provider at the clinic, but then usually people do need help with the interpretation of those labs and recommendations. So I always encourage people to have a provider to help them with the laboratory testing, but definitely call Meridian Valley Lab on Monday to ask them about the costs. I'm sorry, I just don't know that off my sure. the top of
and
my
you
head.
You give out the number of Meridian Lab, don't you?
I can get it, yes. When we're done talking, I can get that for you. I know it's in one of the ads, too, so I'll look at it. I don't remember it, but...
The testosterone.
So to help boost testosterone levels, definitely there's different ways that you can do that naturally besides just taking testosterone as a prescription. One of the ways is to keep a lean body, meaning to keep off excess weight. That is one way. And another is exercise, just like we were talking about with nitric oxide, is to make sure you're exercising. And then zinc is helpful. So eating foods that are high in zinc could be helpful. Go ahead.
No, I'm just drinking a lot.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no.
I don't have the calmness you have here. Very calm talking person.
Oh. Thank you. And boron is another nutrient that helps to boost testosterone. But if we're thinking about foods, I think about foods that contain zinc and boron, and then also protein-rich foods are going to be beneficial too.
Sure.
Making sure when you're exercising, besides that high-intensity aerobic exercise, to include strength training and stress reduction, eliminating sugar from the diet, optimizing vitamin D levels. So there are different things that you can do to help boost your own testosterone production.
Sure. And, a lot of times, I hear a lot of times people tell, like somebody call in and they'll say, well, exercise and to get things going and everything. And at the same time, it's like, it's not like a quick fix, but I'm calling to ask, the person that cannot exercise because they have like COPD and they get tired, you know what I mean? A bit of an edge to help them to be able to exercise.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, we have to go to another break already, Joe. I'm sorry about that. But
all right. Thank you.
You're welcome. We really enjoy having your support, and thank you so much for calling in today. Have a great weekend and a great holiday. We'll be right back for more calls.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.